Some people don't want you to know that they are doing well in life or they are making progress because they believe that if they show you their progress, you won't give to them anymore. You would stop supporting them. Now, this is like the most absurd message or statement you've ever heard, but it's fact. It's true. It happens. Welcome to a very special episode of Conversations with Dora. Dora. So if you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I have I do special episodes once in a while, so this is one of them, and not to derail from the major theme of the whole podcast thing. Nice season. Anyways, get gist. So on to the special episode. So recently when Spotify did their Spotify Wrap, I checked the one for my podcast and wow, I was mind blown because I never expected that amount of plays, even though I knew I didn't really put in much effort this year, but I was surprised. Like, I had the amount of shares I had, especially from Instagram and Twitter. So this has actually increased my vibe to like do more, you know, starting from now anyways. Okay, back to the talk of today. Now, we often talk about people who are too loud with their progress, like people, they just achieved something and the whole world needs to know about it. Like, they just come bragging to the whole world and like, hey, I bought a car, I bought the latest model, like, I got iPhone 14, like, everybody, they take a picture and like, the three cameras is prominent, like, hey, see my phone. So, we complain about that, like, oh, guy, you brag too much, like, calm down, what is it? But then there's something that we don't talk about, the fact that people who are quiet with their progress, and now they're quiet with their progress for the wrong reasons. Now, we know that it's good to go low-key, like they said, be humble and you'll be lifted up, so you don't have to be boastful. But you being low-key for the wrong reasons, it's really bad. Now, some people don't want to be seen to be as thriving, well, progressing in life. Funny enough, their reason is very interesting. So they believe that if they showcase their progress, other people will stop giving things to them. They won't get the support they've been having for a long while. Like, they have this mindset that they think that when people believe you are doing well, they will stop supporting you. So these people are stuck in a place where they feel that they need to constantly paint this picture of doom, darkness, poverty all over their lives. So even when it seems like they're doing well and you try to compliment them, like maybe you guys just got a new house and like, hey, what's up now? Say no. And they just reply like, it's not like that though. Don't call me boss. So it's just one small money I have. Things are not really going on. But this guy just got a house, like he got a car, and he's like, don't worry, we're all struggling, we're in the same boat. Oh god, this is such a limiting mindset. And the worst part of this is that these people can actually get used to this mindset. Now, you can get used to hiding God's favor in your life just because you want to seek the favor from others. And you can get used to like, I show this person that I'm doing well now, and I wonder why I'm still asking for a job, why I'm still looking for a job, why I'm still asking for this money, XYZ. And this is a very, very bad mindset. Because now, how do I know this? Because in the past, I was actually one of them. I was part of these people. Like, not like progress, like I made it so big in life, but there are some points in life where you get like, I remember I was the thing was that I had a friend that was like, hey Adora, anytime you need help, just let me know. I know things are not going on so smoothly, just hold on, anything you need, just let me know. I was like, wow, so I can really have somebody like this. So it got to a point when I was actually okay, I had money with me, but I still try to paint this picture of like, hey, I'm broke, I don't have money. So that, because I felt like if this guy finds out that I'm actually doing fine, he will stop helping me. So it was that bad. It was actually eating up my heart, because then I had to confront him. I was like, guys, this was what I was thinking. That you will not talk to me again. You want to like support me. And I'm like, God, like why would I have this kind of mindset that we need each other in this world? Like, you don't have to, like, you can't be an island. You don't have to be an island. So like there was a time that I was worried that if people saw that I was doing well, they would not want to bring things to me, they would not want to support me. So it made me shrunk my progress, and that was really bad. So my dear family, my love, you can actually be growing, you can be progressing, you can be experiencing blessings, favor, and you can still be tapping into various sources of income. Your friends, your family, they can still help you. Like, you can still be thriving and still need assistance. So don't bring down your progress, or like dim your progress because of attention. It's good to, like, when you actually progress and you share with people, it's a source of motivation. People will be like, wow, I'm going to get there someday. There's something we call godly jealousy. Now, godly jealousy is like, I'm not jealous because you made it in life. The jealousy I have is going to make me do more. It's going to make me be like you or be better than you. And it's not something I'm going to hide. I'll be like, I'm going to get to this stage where you are. And it's something we can laugh about. So that mindset is way better than, I know it's good to go low-key and not be too pompous, but if you are doing it should be for the right reasons, not this wrong reason. All right, so this is the end of today's special episode. I hope you were enlightened by this small talk. At least you're able to get a thing or two. So like I said, this year I'm going to like increase work more on my podcast, so I would be glad if you share this on your social media platforms, like with your friends. That's if you find enlightenment. But if you don't find enlightenment, just push it aside, you know the vibes, push it aside. So this is something you can actually listen anywhere and everywhere, like on Google Podcast, Spotify, especially Apple. I think Apple also has that feature, so they have it. Please, I'm not tracking. Anyways, you can listen to it anywhere and do well to like share, like I said. And any question you have that you feel I should answer, or any clarification you need, then send it over to me and I'll do my best. Like, yeah. So thank you for listening, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, may the force be with you. Bye.